Thank you for calling Rapid Action Systems. If you know your party's extension, you may press at any time. Press 0 for the reception.
One moment, please.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Rapid Packaging Systems. How may I help you?
Good morning. Is Bill available?
May I ask who's calling?
Sure. It's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff.
Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. One moment, Nicole. Let me see if
Thank
he's
you.
Available.
Good morning, Bill Beattie. May I help you?
Hi, Bill. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you, Nicole. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you. Do you have a few minutes?
Sure.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm helping Danny out here on your file. I'm in the credit department, but he's out for a few days. But I wanted to give you a call and see what you were looking for exactly in terms of the working capital loan. It looks like you have a current balance with OnDeck.
I do. I think it's pretty, okay. Must be pretty low. It's down around 20-something.
20-something? Okay, perfect.
Yes, it's almost paid off. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And the additional funds, what would you be using that for?
Working capital here for inventory to complete the orders that we already have in-house and order backlog.
Okay.
And, just working capital in the building, just basically inventory, purchase inventory, pay suppliers, that type of thing.
Okay, perfect. And is that something that you need this week?
Yes. I'd like to get it done as soon as possible. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Perfect. And did you have an amount in mind that you were looking for?
Gee, I went through all of this with Danny. I'm kind of a little surprised, Nicole, you don't know that. I mean, we're looking at, I think we were talking about $250,000.
Okay. Now, I have a note here that you were looking for a $500,000 line of credit.
Oh, we were. Yeah, we were, actually.
Okay.
Yes. I'm sorry. Okay, to back up here, the whole thing, with, I guess going back and forth with Danny, said, Danny, so ideally, what would you like to do? And
right.
Ideally, what I'd like to do is establish a line of credit up to $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but my current, our current capital requirements would be somewhere between $200,000 to $250,000.
Okay.
That is just to basically, I need to, I got a big trade show coming up. I need to complete a stock machine, machine we built for the show that we hope to sell. But you have
okay.
to build it. It's kind of like the Field of Dreams. You build it and it'll come kind of a deal. So I said,
okay.
I've got a lot of cash going up because I sent my open order reports and all that stuff with our order backlog showing the amount of money we have in order backlog, our receivables. I sent our 2014 audited income statement, tax returns, and I sent our 2015 income statement and an extension that we filed, and I think through April of this year of what we've done so far, so everybody could see
mm-hmm.
what we did last year, what our business is, what our order backlog is, and basically what I need to do is order in a lot of components to finish the orders that I already have in-house so I can get them shipped in October.
Okay.
September, October time frame. So that's the kind of money I was looking for, but what I was looking to do was establish a long-term relationship, and what I ideally would like to do is start off with a $500,000 line of credit, but my immediate need was $200,000 to $250,000.
Okay.
So sorry for the confusion.
So, no problem. So I'm going to let you know what we're kind of seeing and then what I think we can do.
Okay.
So right now, you obviously run a really good business, but there are some things that that we see and we can't look past, and
right.
that's the loan with OnDeck. There was a lot of NSFs and things of that nature, and so we kind of have to take that into consideration.
That was based on which is strictly a function of cash flow. My relationship with
mm-hmm.
OnDeck is great. The problem is the product that they have is daily payments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we're in the manufacturing business, and we're not in retail. So
yeah.
the problem is that's how that came about. Every day they take their 500 and change, except on the weekends, right?
Right?
So
mm-hmm.
we were catching up with them, but my customers pay us in average now 60 to 75 days. The bigger guys, the Procter & Gambles and Mercks and people like that, pay in 90.
Yeah.
So we have a real problem collecting, not a problem collecting from our customers, but the lead times for us to collect from our customers make these daily payments almost impossible.
Okay. I understand.
So if this had been a monthly product, and incidentally, this is my third loan with OnDeck, so if OnDeck were concerned about us, as a matter of fact, they're even back to me now asking me if I want to re-up again. So just to let you know. So I'm aware of that, but I want you to know why.
Yeah, no, I can understand that.
Right.
So it's that, and then the credit came in at about 530. So it's kind of on the lower end, but...
And seven UCCs on an Experian report and on a Dun & Bradstreet, which I've asked our controller to get a hold of. It's wrong. It's just totally erroneous. There's so many mistakes on that Experian report. I don't even know where to start or where to finish.
You should
and
call
I blame
them.
I blame RapAid for it. It's ridiculous. We have two open UCCs, one with Santander Bank, which is done the end of this year, and one with OnDeck that's done in September.
Yeah.
There are no other open UCCs with RapAid. And yet on that Experian report and on the D&B as well, it showed seven UCCs. They're totally, I went, this is ridiculous, because the UCCs that are on there, some of those have been closed off for 5 years. Anyway, that's part of that. And yes, we went through a very difficult period here. We managed to stay standing. And yes, my personal credit, my wife's personal credit suffered because we put everything we had into the business to keep everybody working.
Yeah. No, I understand where you're coming from.
Yep. So.
The other thing is it looks like you're working with a broker because we basically have an approval we're going to release for you, but it looks like another company submitted it to us, so we see the approval come in our system here. So it looks like you were offered an approval for about $95,000 for a 13-month term. Does that sound familiar?
No.
No. Okay.
No. The broker you're referring to must be Western Capital Funding.
Okay.
Western Capital Funding worked with OnDeck. Western Capital Funding came back to me and asked if we were looking for additional capital.
Mm-hmm.
And I said yes, but not on a daily program. They came back and they said, well, we don't have a product to give you a line of credit. And I said, fine, because I'm looking to pay off OnDeck, and honestly, no harm, no foul, but the product doesn't work for us in manufacturing.
Yeah.
Bank of Cardiff contacted me directly, not through any broker.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, Danny's been talking to me for almost a year, off and on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there's no broker.
So.
But I did have somebody that sent me a letter, now that you mention it, and told me that I had $95,000 waiting for me just to contact them and approve it. But I don't know
who that is. It had to have been, all the information had to have been submitted to issue that approval, and I don't,
the only people I could think that could be would be Western Capital Funding.
Yeah, they may have done that, so I just wanted to let you know that.
But I didn't accept it. I didn't accept it.
So I just want to let you know that it already came through our bank, and so we can see what that is. But right now, we're a little bit more limited as to what we can offer because of the credit in the NSS.
Yes, I have a viable company. Just tell me what it is that you can do or what you're proposing.
And we do offer lines of credit and that sort of thing, but we would want to just start the relationship.
All right.
And so what we would have is the $95,000. The payback is most definitely going to be lower than what a broker's offering, as well as I think they're offering a they have an origination fee, and so we would not have that for you.
Okay,
so
what's your interest rate?
Do is email that to you.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of term are you thinking? Do you want the longest term? We would get about 13 months.
Okay, and that's a monthly payment?
It's not. It's going to be daily because...
No, I'm not interested in the daily product. I'm really not interested in the daily product. Honestly, I can stay with OnDeck now, and I can get more than $95,000 from OnDeck. They're all over me to take it. And
they don't offer a monthly product, though.
No, they do not. I want a monthly product. I don't want a daily product. The part of the issue that we have here is it's impossible to keep constantly paying on a daily basis because we're taking our principal to pay back you guys every day but the funds need to go out to purchase stuff, and I'm not getting the funds back from my customer. Customers fast enough. My customers pay on the average of 60 to 75 days. So a daily thing doesn't work for us. If it did, I could have had the money weeks ago.
Right.
And Danny and I discussed that in deep detail. You know, why, you know, and he kept coming back saying, and you know, justifiably so. I mean, you know, what the Bank of Cardiff could do. And I said, I'm clear. I'm not looking for daily. The daily doesn't work for us.
Well, we did try to get you qualified for our monthly and weekly, but it just didn't fit on this first, you know, initial loan.
I understand that. Look, I could just go back to these folks and just tell them, okay, I'll take their money and I could go a fourth time with them. You know, it doesn't work. I have over $1.5 million currently still owed to us, and probably $300,000 in current receivables. We just moved into a big new building. I mean, we're not going anywhere. Okay, so I understand it, but it's not going to do anything for us. I appreciate the effort because I would have liked to have worked with Bank of Cardiff. I really would have.
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to do is Danny's out right now. I'm just going to shoot you an email, just a recap. Mm-hmm. If anything happens with your on-deck approval, at least you know, have those.
I appreciate it a ton. I really do appreciate it a ton. You sound like very professional people. I've enjoyed talking to Danny immensely. I was very clear with him. That's why you guys got all of that information from us. Everything's up front. As I said, the D&B and the Experian reports are just absolutely full of mistakes, like it's unbelievable. As far as my own personal credit taking a hit to cover my company the last couple of years, no question about it. But this company is very strong, very viable. I mean, as I said, we just moved into a new building. I've got a new 7-year lease in place with a major real estate company, Prologis. We have employees. We have a ton of work and order backlog.
We absolutely see that, and we wouldn't.
Yeah.
We would not issue an approval if we didn't see all that.
Right, but the daily thing doesn't cut it. And then, look, but the only thing to do is send it, give us the information on your interest rate, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Let me run it by my wife as well, because I'm saying that, she's the one that does it every day, and let's just digest it. But you're saying it's 95 is what they're topping it at?
Yes, and so you would have the option in about, let's say, 5 months, maybe sooner, to refinance that loan. And at that point, you know, if the payments are made on time, then we look at different options. We look to get you maybe into the weekly or into the monthly. So you're not set in that forever.
Right.
It's just kind of a starting point, but we did want to extend that offer to you.
Okay. Do I have to pay on deck off, or do you care?
We would pay them off, yes.
Yeah, so out of that, I wouldn't see 95. I'd be seeing substantially less than 95.
So, correct. So you said you have about 25 left. Is that correct?
I think it's something like that. It was like 29 a week or two ago. So it's going down at 2,500 a week.
Let's say you net around 70-ish. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, 5 months. Maybe, you know, 5 to 6 months, I'd say, in that range we could finance. And then also, if you're showing more revenue at that point, you would have probably a larger approval second round. That could jump up to 150. You know, we see it all the time.
Okay.
So,
well, let's do this. Send us the information with what the interest rate's going to be and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
And what we're eligible for now. Let me talk to Lorene, and then do you want us to get back to you, or?
Yeah, so I'll send you the email. My direct contact info will be on there. If you have any questions, let me know. You can email me or call me direct.
Sounds like a plan, Nicole.
Okay.
It's a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, you as well.
Thanks a lot. So you have my email address, right?
I do. I have
bill.b@bank.com.
Yes, that's what I have.
We look forward to receiving the information, Nicole, and then we'll get back to you.
Perfect. Okay,
thanks
sounds
a lot.
Good. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.